Welcome everybody to the weekly Christ blessing. Today is Sunday, August 27th in most of the world. My name is Jenny and I'm doing the control board here and moderating the call in Glenda's place, Glenda Green's place. I'm calling in from France today, where I've been for a bit. And Glenda, as some of you may have heard, she's not able to, she doesn't have power because she has been, she lives right where the hurricane that just hit Texas visited, in the south coast of Texas. So they don't actually have power at the moment, and so we're filling in for her. She said that she's fine. I had contact with her today, and that she is glad that she decided to stay, because otherwise she would not have been able to help the people who had decided to stay on their own, who had decided to stay there were on their own because they had no police or other services, no water, power, or food. In fact, they may be out of electricity and power for the next couple weeks. So we will, of course, continue to keep Glenda and Larry and all of the people living there and helping out in our blessings and prayers. So I have, because it's 10 o'clock here, 10 p.m., I have some helpers on the call with me, Glenda, Darlene, and Mary. Are you there?
I am here. This is Darlene. I'm here.
Hi, this
I'm here
is
in Massachusetts.
Mary.
Darlene's in Massachusetts, and Mary, you're in?
I'm in Ohio.
Okay. Thank you so much for being here.
No, you're welcome.
Another thing Glenda did say, of course, she's very sad about the damage and the loss, which sounds just very extensive and horrific. But she said also everyone is working together and coming together in love, and that God is working in very interesting and mysterious ways. So, looks like we have some callers waiting in the queue here. And I think I can see a caller here now from area code 903. You are on. Welcome.
Yes, this is Ben of Stormy's Music. And Glenda always likes to know what music I'm doing for this. Today I'm doing the song, Stormy's Song. The first line is, do you hear yourself in my music? I hear you in my song. And I'll promote that theme through your session around the world. And we'll go on to the next.
Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
That's so beautiful, Stormy. And actually, your voice is very beautiful. I always love to hear your voice when you come on. You have a musical voice as well. So thank you for all you always bring to all of us and to Glenda.
Yeah, sometimes I'm not such a good speaker because my voice is so melodic. I'll put you to sleep.
Sometimes that's a good thing, too. Yeah.
And as a healer, when I put my hands upon you, most times people are asleep in 10 to 15 seconds. I do a modality of healing called color massage. I wash colors through people. Just my own natural thing that I do.
I need your
So I bring that rainbow.
Yeah, so do
also.
I.
yeah, I was going to say you send those beautiful rainbows to Texas, okay? They'll ride through the waves of your music.
I've got a photograph of a rainbow coming out of my heart, curling photography. I did it with purpose at will, a violet circle, and in concentric rings, a rainbow comes out of my heart. I've got it on photograph.
Oh,
let's go to the next caller.
Thank you, Stormy. Okay, we have a caller now. I don't have a number here. It just says where. Oh, wait, there we go. 858 area code. You're on.
Yeah, hi. This is Kathy in Fallbrook, California.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I wanted to ask, along with the prayers and blessings for everyone affected by the hurricane, to include my children's father, Bruce, who's had a brain aneurysm and in intensive care on a breathing tube with sepsis. So he could use some extra help from all of us, and I appreciate that.
Okay,
sorry. We will pray for him and for you and for your children also.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that with us, Kathy.
Yeah. Glad to have a place to share it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This is a wonderful place for that. Really is. We have an amazing community. It's been lovely to see all of the blessings and love that have been coming, especially this past week as the storm has been on the horizon. Okay. So great, we have some more callers calling in. And if anyone wants to get on the line and ask for a blessing or share a blessing that they received or any other thoughts or comments that they have, please feel free to call in. Just dial or press, is it *6?
Yeah.
I forget. *6 and then to get into the queue and then press 1 after that. All right, so the next caller we have is from area code 860. 860, you're on.
Hi, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, and I am calling to ask for blessings and healing for the following people, and I'm going to say their names.
Mm.
The first one is Peter Joseph Oates. The second one is Brandon Michael Frostborn. And the third is Peter Michael Oates. And I'm going to include myself in that group, and these are members of my family.
Mm.
And thank you very much. I appreciate this.
Oh, you're most welcome. We will definitely include them. And you. Thank you, Nancy. Next we have Maura, I believe. Maura, hi Maura. You're on.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi. So good to hear your voice.
Oh, it's so good. Hear your voice, and I was so amazed when I think of you being in France. And here we are, world coverage.
Yeah.
For our dear Linda and Larry, it is so wonderful. I'm so glad that you were able to do that. It's always good to hear your voice, too.
Yeah.
And my heart has gone out to all the people down there, but I was thinking how very in much more intensely one focuses when one knows someone that is up in all of that, and it shouldn't be that way, because of course, as Eva said in her email. And I thank everybody for the emails too and the prayers, and my heart has been with all of you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, it's a dear community.
Mm-hmm.
We are very, very blessed to have this worldwide community, and I'm grateful to all of you. So that's my word for today. Thank you.
Grateful for you too, Maura, and for this community. And I agree with you. You know, I think our focus out of our love for Glenda has been so, you know, intensely placed. We've put our hearts into this, but you're right. It's as it should always be. And my goodness, I'm thinking of all the things we take for granted, you know, having power and running water and all these blessings. But I'm encouraged as well to hear the stories, like Glenda had said, of how people are rising up to help each other. I think we're going to hear a lot more stories you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That is so beautiful. And so it shows the side of humanity that we have been experiencing ourselves, and also long for to happen for everyone in the world, because it's such a blessing to be more aware of the universe and its constant care for all of us, everyone. It's amazing. And this is all going to end well, I'm sure.
Right.
Anyway, thank you, Mary, and thank you, Jenny, again. All the way overseas. Love it.
Yeah. Thank you, Maura. All right, we have another caller. I believe this is Tony, and I just see one. Tony and Judy, is that right? You're on. You might have to unmute your phone.
Yes, thanks.
There you are. Hi.
Yay. Hey. I want to express gratitude for a very good trip. I had a trip across the country. Went to see the eclipse, but didn't get to the place where the totality was. But I got to spend some time with some friends. Had one friend in particular who really needed some support, and we actually included him on the blessing last week. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of transformative experience and healing that happened this week, and the trip was very good. So I just really want to express gratitude for a bunch of lovely experiences and small miracles. Maybe there's no such thing as a small miracle, but it was a really, really wonderful week. And so it seems like there are miraculous things happening even with the hurricane. So I'm just, you know, adding that as well. Thanks for what this community does. And for the connections to these experiences and the miracles that we're witnessing.
Mm.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Tony. Okay, we have a caller. This might be Eva. Is that you?
Hi, this is Eva.
Hi, Eva.
Thank you so much for what you're doing there, Jenny and Darlene and Mary. I admire somebody that can take over like this, which I think is great. Glenda said you were traveling, but I had no idea where to, Jenny. This is pretty amazing. But I want to ask a blessing for a 30-year-old, and I will not say her name. It's a daughter of friends of my daughter and son-in-law, and my daughter made her an African. She's in stage 4 breast cancer, but she said she did, and she asked me to do a blessing for the blanket, which I did, and I said I can also put her on the blessing list, and she said, well, that's fine, except don't say her name, because they're not really about it a lot, and she doesn't know what their belief systems are or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So just this girl who is only 30 and is in really dire need, and her parents, of course, too. I always think of, I feel if it's my daughter, you know, it's like really difficult for parents as well. So if you could just send some blessings for her. And I'm thinking, Stormy, maybe you can send her that rainbow energy. We would love to see her well again. So we will put her in God's hands, and whatever will be, I'm sure will be well. But we certainly would love to see her well here on Earth.
Yeah.
So thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Eva. Thanks for calling in. Okay, we have a caller now from, well, it looks like an international number, starting with 64274. You're on.
Hi, everyone. Just let me know if you can't hear me. It's Linda calling from New Zealand.
Hi, Linda. I can hear you. Just fine.
That's great, because I'm actually driving hands-free on the way to work Monday morning here.
Amazing.
I just wanted to thank everyone for sending the prompts out. You know, I did tip them and joined in when I could, so thank you for everyone's words and reminders and all the added prayers for Glenda and Larry and everybody in this storm. I knew they would just be fine. There's just absolutely, you know, no way. She's so important to this community. I had full faith that they would absolutely be fine. But so far from what I've seen on the news over here, I know there's still a lot of people in dire need. So obviously prayers for all of them. I thought it was really interesting that on last week's blessing call, I did a blessing along with everyone, and I've never had any sort of, you know, real response to the blessings as far as, you know, a physical reaction. But as soon as I finished that blessing, I had to lay down, and the room was spinning. I finally made it home from work a couple hours later and came in the door and sort of threw up, and I just thought it was interesting that looking back at it now, you know, of course the eclipse was happening and Glenda telling us about a lot of changes, and then with this storm system coming through with the eye sort of hitting Corpus Christi, which is the body of Christ,
right?
And all of our sort of blessings and focus in that area. And then I just had a teacher years ago that often talked about storms or volcanoes, but actually in a good way about it spreading out new vibration. So really with that intent that is spreading blessings as that storm system carries through. And this is all just my own sort of thoughts, but anyhow, I just wanted to add that in and thankful for this community and everything that you guys are doing. And in France, if you're in France, I hope that you're going along to see the caves where Mary Kay are up there, apparently.
Well,
that's
on. It's funny that you say that. Well, first of all, I tend to agree with you. I love this idea of having the storm send out blessings and, you know, using that. I'm sure that we'll be getting a lot more clarity about all of this. Glenda will have many things to share. But I actually, that is one of the things that I'm going to visit, Mary's journey, Holly Mary's journey here is one of the things that I've been very interested in for a while. So it's funny that you mentioned that. And I did go to, I'm not sure if it's exactly where she went, but there's certainly a lot of energy, Mary's energy in a town here, the name of which I've just forgotten, but I did visit there a couple weeks ago, and it was really very nice experience. Wow. And I love that you're in New Zealand.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I also thought it was interesting that this weekend we sort of did a little pre-launch. There's a lady in the States called Dr. Leslie Wells who's launching a AIDS consciousness in, I think, Switzerland next January. But it's all about the new joining of, you know, spirit and matter and Christ consciousness and coming into our, you know, our love and our mastery. And, again, I thought that was interesting that was happening here at the same time, that exactly the same time that the sort of hurricane was hitting Corpus Christi. So it's all good and it's all well, and blessings to everybody.
Mm. Yes. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
Okay, we still have about 5 more callers left so far. We have a caller now. I think, well, it says Julie. Julie, are you Julie?
Yeah, this is Julie. How are you doing?
Hi, Julie.
Great. I appreciate the work you're doing to support our call today. I know you mentioned that Glenda and Larry are doing well. I was just curious if she mentioned if they'd had any damage to their home. So just curious about that. Mm-hmm. And then second thought in general about that is before the storm, and you know, a lot of us saw she sent an email about how she was needing to prepare. And she had a link for donations because of the cost of that. And I'd just like to put forward the thought that without power, it may very well impact her business. And this could be a time for us to step up and help. And whatever donation we can each do that to help her, you know, with her cash flow, because she may not be able to run her business for a couple of weeks without power.
Mm-hmm.
So just it's a link to that email she sent out on Thursday, and it's at the site as well. Easy way to make a donation and support her and Larry during this time. And then last, I just like to ask for a blessing for myself. I'm in Texas, but not, you know, I got a lot of rain, and now I have a roof leak, so I just like a blessing for my roof.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Julie, about that.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure it'll be fine, but just, you know, why not add to the blessing?
Exactly. There's nothing too, you can't have too many blessings. I'm so glad you brought that up. Glenda did say, I'll probably wait until she can tell more, but she did, they experienced minimal damage to their house, but their property was quite bad. She was saying that she was grateful, though, because some people had lost everything, including
right.
their home. So, but okay. I'm very, very glad you reminded us of her business, including some assistance during the time.
Right, and I know we were in visiting the Yeshua and other angels around her home and the homes of others there, and I'm glad to hear that their home is fine and that they're doing well as well.
Thank you, Julie.
We will certainly pray for you as well and your roof. And it's so amazing to me those very waters. I had shared with the blessing givers, but I'll just briefly share with the community during a blessing giver seminar. I was so blessed to be able to go to Corpus Christi, and the group of us who traveled to learn to be blessing givers actually blessed that very water. And so I just feel like that water is actually a kind of holy water, and for all the turmoil and the loss, there will be blessing. And like we've heard before, you know, people are coming together and helping one another and there for each other. And you know, God bless Glenda for feeling like that was part of the reason why she stayed in her home, was to help others. So hopefully we'll all be blessings to each other wherever we are, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, but thank you.
Okay,
I love how you
go ahead, Darlene.
Jenny, I love how she referred to that water in Corpus Christi as holy water.
Yeah.
After the blessing givers went into that water and did that beautiful blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And just what a wonderful thing, and what a wonderful way to look at it. I read the email regarding that, and I just went, oh my goodness, it is. It's holy water.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. And I'm so glad that you brought that up, because that's just, I can see that. I can see that. And in the blessing, I can see how that can just bring more healing to that area right now.
Right.
And just thank you for reminding us.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it's such a lovely thing to keep in mind. In fact, that's what I had in my mind yesterday and in my heart when I went on a canoe trip down a river here in France, an all-day trip, and at some point I was able to just kind of, didn't have to paddle, and I just kind of floated the water, and I stuck my feet in the water, and I just did a blessing like that, and I thought of the blessing givers in Corpus Christi and blessing the water there, and it just really touched my heart, and of this idea of all of us all over the planet, literally blessing the whole planet and all of us on it.
Right. And I know Glenda's always reminding us to drink water, because water is such a conductor of energy, and so as we receive the blessing and just think of all the waterways on the earth, we're tapping into all of the energy of that can be, you know, used for good and for blessing. So,
yes, beautiful. Okay, we have just a little bit more time before we have to do the blessing, but we have four more callers, so we'll start with area code 817, is this Pamela?
Hi, this is Pam.
Hi, Pam.
I'm calling to ask for a blessing for a friend of mine. His name is Don, and he's just been having a lot of back pain and having trouble with one of his legs, and also for his wife, Mary Beth, and that they can find out what's causing this and be able to get him some relief from his pain, and his children also. They have a couple of sons who are grown, but as parents always worry about their children always are concerned about their parents too. So just a whole family.
Yes, we will keep all of them, and you also in the blessing today. Thank you, Pam.
Thank you.
Now we have a caller from area code 321.
Hey, Jenny. Thanks for taking this call today. This is Scott in Orlando.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
You're welcome.
I've been pouring over the news for a couple of days. I'm awfully glad it wasn't the time for transition, but could you give us any more details? Was there much damage? Was there water incursion? Is there more expected flooding? Do they still get to stay in the home? I know the energy's out for now.
I'm not sure. She was fairly tired when we texted last and had to go take a nap, so I just let her, say what she needed to say. But she did say that the island of Port Arkansas, I think, was completely inundated with water, and I haven't been following the news, so I'm not sure. I can't make any, I just don't know of any other details. If she did tell me more, I'm not keeping it in my head at the moment. So.
Sounds like it was at least harrowing.
Yeah, she did say that it was like a train, going overhead, just was horrific and terrifying.
It tends to be exhausting. I was in one once, not that bad, but it tends to be pretty exhausting. I have a good blessing I could share if that's okay. I got a speaking engagement this week at a civic group, the Orlando Rotary Club, and of course I used the Lemniscate. I spoke of reality and the zero point and innocent perception. I think I was well received, and it was a great experience, so great blessing.
Oh.
Thank you for all the support in the community.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. That's wonderful.
All right. Thank you, Jenny, so much.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, we'll keep that retroactively in our blessing, too.
Yeah.
It's lovely to hear. Okay, we have Jerome. Jerome, you're on now.
Yes, this is Jerome asking for some healing. Thank you for everybody being there. Healing for my sister Rosemary, my son Andrew. Healing for myself. I've just got a really sore throat, but also a special thank you for God helping us healing our sewer pipe up here in Duluth, Minnesota. And so, but thank you for everybody down there. I send you light, compassion, love, peace, and joy. This is Jerome, and I just thank you all with the bottom of my heart and spirit, and keep up the good work, and our prayers go to Glenda, too. And but thanks for each of you there, because you are priceless in the light, compassion, and love that you are, too. And thank you for everything.
And Jerome, can I just quickly say,
yes.
you're another voice who just sends me light out here in Ohio. Every time, I think your laughter could be bottled as medicine. It is just a joy to hear you. So thank you, my friend, and
well,
you are definitely in the blessings. Thank you.
Thank you, too. I'm a pediatrician, and I retired now, but I just love talking to children and families and love and light of each of the child that we are, too. And the light, compassion, and love is always with us all. And but keep up the good work, and just love you all. And thanks again for my heart and my spirit.
We love you back.
Yeah, okay, love you back.
Thank you, Jerome. We'll keep you and Rosemary and Andrew in the blessing.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right, we have one last caller before we start the blessing. I think this is Liz in Area 530. You're on.
Hi, this is Winterhawk checking in from Mount Shasta and just sending blessings. Thank you for the news of Glenda, and I feel like all the work you've all done in the waters there and Glenda standing, as she said she would, in the waters during the eclipse, I think it's really helped to stabilize things and made a big difference in the outcome.
Yeah.
And so I really thank everyone for working in that way, and all blessings all across the country for the challenges. And I wanted to ask a healing for my cousin Kara and her family who lost their beautiful dog Sully recently. And go for our kitty who's missing, whose name is, he calls himself Scotty Martin.
Oh.
And so like a blessing for his travels. And just thanks and all love to this community.
Yes. Keep you all in the blessing.
Thank you. We look forward to participating every week. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Okay, we are just a little after the hour, well, we're about 6 minutes after the half hour. So right now I'm going to have Darlene remind us all of a few of the things to do before the blessing in case some of you are new, and you might appreciate that, and then also just lead us directly into the blessing with an invocation. And then after that, I'll come back on and let you all know when it's finished. Okay. Darlene, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great.
Hi, everyone. This is Darlene in Massachusetts. For anyone new that's on the call, we're going to ask you to remove your shoes and socks. Oh, hello.
Oops.
Okay, you muted me. Okay.
I was accidental, sorry.
Okay, that's okay. Okay, so for anyone that's new on the call, my name's Darlene. I'm in Massachusetts. So we're going to ask you to just remove your shoes and your socks. You want to have your feet flat on the ground, sitting straight up, but relaxed. You want to have a nice straight spine. And while the invocation, during the invocation, you can say your prayer during the blessing. You'll say your prayer, just focus in on your prayer. And also, I want to, I don't know if everybody knows about this. I asked about this years and years ago. I asked Glenda about just being a little bit more focusing on how I should prepare for my blessing. And I remember her telling me that it was always a good idea to stay hydrated and to take a shower before, wash your hair, and if you have the Christ scent, to anoint yourself on your crown chakra, your heart chakra, and the bottoms of your feet. And I love doing that. So I don't know if everybody remembers that phone call. It was quite a few years ago, but I thought I'd share that with anybody who might be interested in just taking it a little step further and incorporate that in your blessing. Okay. So now that you have your shoes off and your socks off and you're ready for the blessing, I will start an invocation. Dear Yeshua, our friend and our brother, we thank you for being here for us. We ask you to be there right now for Glenda and Larry and for all of Texas, and to surround them with your love and your blessings. Pour down your love and your peace upon all the people in Texas. Help them recover from this. Send them our love. Wrap them in all of our love in our hearts and bring peace. Bring joy to them, bring understanding and forgiveness to help them with their struggles and to make this way a beautiful transition into the evolution of our consciousness. We ask that you pour down your blessings also upon Bruce and his children, Peter Oates and Jason, Peter Michael Oates, Eva's young friend who's struggling right now in her family. We ask for a blessing upon Julie's roof and Pam's friend Dawn and Mary Beth, Jerome, Rosemary, and Andrew, and for Kara and for the little kitty named Scotty. We ask that you pour down your blessings and bring love and fill our hearts with your beautiful, beautiful love, and to help us continue with our blessings and to keep blessing each other. And we thank you for this. And we thank you for everything you've given us, everything that you teach us and continue to teach us. We thank you with all our hearts. We know you love us and we love you back. Thank you so much. Amen.
Blessing givers, please stand. And those who would like to bless, please stand and give a blessing. Offer a blessing at this time. Thank you. The blessing is now complete, so please go and rest for at least 7 minutes so that your body can assimilate the energy of the blessing. Thank you all so much for being here today and for listening to the recording if you're not on live. We hope to see you back here next week. Many blessings and much love to you all. Thank you.